Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Our cell phones have become absolutely part of our lives. And as I was mentioning before, when we were younger, I mean, I know that we look back on everything like it was nostalgic perfection. It really wasn't. But either way, we would never have the television on during dinner. We would not answer a phone, the house phone, if it rang. We'd all, my parents would say, leave it. You know, we'll, you know, they'll call back or it'll go later on. It would go to an answering machine. But either way, we didn't. But now our cell phones are either in our pocket or they're in fact next to us at the table. And we don't quite know what to do with them. I mean, we actually probably do, but it is very hard to resist. The other thing is making calls. You know, when I sometimes get a call, I'll look at it and think, well, why is this person calling me? And, you know, I think, well, surely they should rather text me. So I don't really know, and none of us really have figured this out yet. Well, aside from Kane Pretorius, who is an etiquette consultant at the School of Etiquette. Kane, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm well, thanks, and you?
I am well, thank you. The whole cell phone boom has totally changed the way in which we function socially. How do we start to navigate this?
That's a great question, and it's obviously quite a lengthy answer, but I'll do my best to keep it nice and short. So the most important thing is, you know, because of how easily accessible and how attached we've become to our cell phones, we need to learn that people still take precedence over cell phones. So if you have your cell phone in your pocket, you find yourself talking to someone, remember, if your phone rings, the worst thing and most rude thing you can do is actually answer that phone call in front of some front of the person without asking their permission first.
Ah. Okay. So the first thing is ask permission. So I was in a session yesterday. I received a call that I knew it was very, very time sensitive. I had to answer it. I said to my colleague, please excuse me. It is an important call. I hope you don't mind if I take this. And I stepped aside. Is that okay?
Oh, Howard, I'm very proud. That's exactly what you should have done.
Right.
So you always ask them, I'm so sorry, I've been expecting this call. Do you mind if I take it? 10
right.
times out of 10, everyone says, go for it.
Right. Okay. And then that's okay. But generally, maybe we show more respect for our colleagues and work colleagues than we do for our friends and family, right?
Absolutely. Well, I think you should have respect for everyone, but
of course,
your family is a priority.
Yes. Okay, so take us through how we should function with our cell phones.
Okay, so something you need to know. You know, there's all these options now for how we can actually communicate with people via our cell phones. We can do video calls, we can do text messages, we can do voice notes, we can phone people. So the first thing you need to understand is that communication, how it's broken down. So if we had to break down communication, and this was done by research by the psychologist,
right.
She found that 55% of our overall communication came from our body language,
right.
38% of that overall communication came from our tone, and 7% came from our words. And that adds up to 100% of our communication. So if you look at that particular stat and you look at how we communicate, it's actually more a text message basically accounts for 7% communication. Why?
Wow.
Because people make up the tone in their minds. That's why emojis were created to convey tone. A voice note goes up to 45% communication because you have your tone and your words, which helps, I find the message to deliver a lot easier. And that's what obviously goes for voice note and phone calls. And then if you can do a video call, absolutely, because then you still got your body language involved. People can see your facial expressions. It helps to convey whatever message you're trying to convey. So it enhances the communication. So that's something that I think people should also understand, especially when it comes to difficult calls or difficult messages they're trying to convey within the workplace. It's sometimes a good idea to use those video calls, you know, and put it on so that people can actually see what you look like when you're conveying the difficult message.
What about making a video call or placing a video call without asking the person if they can receive that call?
Oh, yes, that's a big no-no. So you always want to prepare people. Most people are not ready for video calls, especially nowadays when we all have the luxury of working from home. Where I always joke that people always have their work pajamas on when they don't want to put on their cameras. So you kind of want to warn people ahead of time and ask them, especially if it's in a work context, just beforehand, but even in a social context, you with your family, you always want to phone them, well, send them a message and say, is it cool if we do a video call in 10, 15 minutes? And that just gives them the chance to prepare and not feel so, I mean, feel that sense of panic the moment you see a video call coming through.
Well, and not only that, is sometimes there are other people around who don't want to be caught in camera or don't want to be seen. So that obviously is something to be aware of. What about if you're sitting with people and your phone rings, you don't take the phone, you don't take the call, but you just want to message them to say, I'm in a meeting, I'm having dinner, I'll call you back. Is that rude to the people around you, or is that a reasonable thing to do?
No, it would be quite rude. So the thing that I, like I said in the beginning, people take precedence over cell phones. So if I find myself in a conversation with you and my phone's ringing in my pocket, don't answer it. You know, the person in front of you is more important than whatever's happening on the phone. The problem is we've become so attached and to this to our phones that we think that every time it buzzes or there's a notification, we need to deal with it immediately, that it's an emergency. It isn't. So the rule, especially when it comes to making phone calls with someone, is you phone someone, you're allowed to phone them, absolutely. You don't need to ask them ahead of time. But you phone someone, and if they don't answer their phone, that's perfectly acceptable. If they're available to answer their phone, they will. But if they're not, they'll call you back. That's the way it works. You maybe caught them at an inconvenient time, which this would be. If you phone twice in a row, that indicates that there's an emergent, that there's something that's urgent that needs to be dealt with. If you phone someone 3 times in a row, that indicates it's an emergency, in which case you should ask the person in front of you for permission to take
Right, unless it's a Jewish mother. In that case, three is normal, four is important, and six is an emergency. There's a different.
Now you're teaching me something, Howard.
Exactly. No. There's definitely an equivalence that's so. How well are we, do we do in South Africa compared to maybe other places? How well are we doing in general? Are people disrespectful? Are they, are they mostly managing this? What are you seeing in your line of work?
So, as far as I can tell, I mean, it's pretty much a mixed batch. As far as I know, as far as I can tell, South Africans are very polite people. It's a wonderful place to be. But as far as cell phone and email and cell phone etiquette goes, that's usually where you see it being tested from place to place, depending on how well a person is socially aware of themselves. People love, especially now with the youngsters, they tend to socialize more on their phones than anything else. I've seen them in a group of friends before, and they're busy texting each other while sitting on the same couch. So.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
crazy
it's an
there.
entirely different world now. We're becoming so addicted to our cell phones. So I think now more than ever, learning about this sort of cell phone etiquette and social etiquette is very important, especially for the younger generation. I find it with the old generation, they still respect the social cues and the social etiquette. But when it comes to Gen Z and younger, it's a different story.
Yeah. I'd love to hear from you. What are your pet peeves? What are the things that people do that irritate you most? 0618951019. We were chatting to Kane Pretorius. Thank you for that, Kane, etiquette consultant at the School of Etiquette. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.